Team owner Greg Harris announced Monday that Rod Aldoff would not be returning for the 2017-18 season.
I had a feeling it was going to happen, but I wasn't too sure. I know it took a little bit longer than we had wanted to, but I fully respect his decision. We both knew when he came back in mid-February that, you know, it was only for that 3 months or so to finish off the season, and we would reassess come May and June.
The announcement of a new coach comes just before the start of player recruiting.
That's when everything really, really starts, because the NHL draft is over and teams are starting to be able to fill in where they didn't get draft picks, and they'll let guys know what they're needing. So everything does kind of shake out. There's not a lot of action before the draft, but come mid-July, everything really starts to ramp up.
We have been speaking a lot since the season ended and just going about daily business, but obviously I had to come up with an answer here quickly so everybody could move on.
Rod Aldoff coached the Ice Flyers for 3 seasons, winning a pair of Southern Professional Hockey League championships. After a short stint as coach of the ECHL's Norfolk Admirals, he returned to Pensacola last February when Kevin Hasselberg was fired.
Pensacola has been very good to me and the organization and great. And I obviously missed coaching and wanted to get back in. And so, you know, the opportunity came about and I took it, but with the intention of finishing the year and then going from there. I still want to move up in the game and the higher levels and keep climbing the ladder as far as I can.
The Ice Flyers finished in 7th place and reached the semifinal round of the playoffs before getting bounced out by the eventual champion, Macon. Aldoff says while the team he rejoined was not in disarray, there was a different atmosphere.
Sometimes those things happen, and we had some good players on our team and a good group of guys. You know, I think everybody jumped on board quickly. We obviously, I had learned the team quickly, and they learned me, and everybody pushed forward hard right to the very end.
Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris has been talking with a number of potential coaches over the past few weeks, a plan B in case Aldoff decided not to come back. And Harris has some definite ideas about what they need to provide behind the bench.
Being a good leader, a good character as well, those are always important to me. Obviously, I want him to bring another championship to us, and like any owner does. You know, I just want a guy to come in here and just take the reins, make it his team, and expand on our success and create his own success.
The puck drops on the new Ice Flyers season October 20th at Macon. The home opener is October 27th against the Mississippi River Kings. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.